Damn it!
Beaumont missed his last target by a hair, bringing his total to 5. Hackenmuller got 4. Morgan and Ferguson advanced. The young ranger took off his hat and hung his head.
I don't know why I thought I could shoot well enough to win anything.
Shooting for sport and shooting for survival are as different as thunder and lightning. They might be related, but they're a completely different animal. I'd want you next to me when bandits were about, that's for certain.
Well, bless my ever-loving soul, if it isn't Frank Morgan.
The gravel voice from the crowd behind Frank belonged to Bog Swenson, a ruddy-faced Swede with a bulbous nose that always looked like it had been stung by a swarm of 24 angry wasps. Swenson was particular about his nose. He was known to get violent when anyone stared at the prominent feature. The problem was, he covered so much of the real estate that made up his face, it was impossible to talk to the man without spending at least a moment wondering what made his nose so red and swollen. Morgan had given the muscular Swede a sound thrashing 3 years before in a saloon near Lincoln, Nebraska. At the time, a good whipping seemed preferable to killing the loudmouthed bully. Now, Frank wondered if he might have made a bad choice in not finishing the job.
Fancy meeting up with you all the way down here in Texas. I've been looking for you a long time. Yes, sir, I have at that. I don't aim to let you get away so easy this time. No man whips me and gets away with it.
The pistol competition had drawn a large crowd. People were bunched tightly together to get a good look at the contest, and now they were having a difficult time getting out of the way. Many such fairs staged mock events like this for the entertainment of the public, and it was likely many in attendance thought this was just such a stunt.
Bog.
Morgan squared off with a slight nod of his head. His peacemaker was empty from the last round of contest fire. He was sure his challenger knew it. Likely he'd waited for the moment so he could exploit the weakness. Beaumont hadn't had time to reload either.
You're looking as well as can be expected.
I ought to give you the thumping of your sorry life, but I hear you've been sick, and it wouldn't be much fun breaking your brittle old bones. No, I reckon we'll handle it this way.
The Swede's hand hovered above the wooden grip of his pistol.
Hold on there, Bog. We got too many innocent folks around here that might get hurt if we go at it. Let's let them step aside.
The onlookers managed to get crowded together enough to form a narrow alleyway between the two gunmen, eager to watch what they thought was play-acting.
Draw, boys!
Quit talking and earn your money! Give us a damn good show!
A pimple-faced boy in his teens, wearing an old cap-and-ball Walker Colt, stood, hemmed in by the press of people, at Frank's left elbow. He was close enough to tell the men were serious.
Don't move, and you won't get hurt.
What?
Stay where you are. If you move, he's liable to shoot at you instead of me.
Bog Swenson would not normally have been much of a threat. In an honest gunfight, he'd be lucky to get the hammer thumped back. But this time, Morgan knew he was in a bit of a predicament. He could easily outdraw the big-nosed outlaw, but that didn't do him much good with an empty gun. Frank grinned at the quaking boy beside him to set him at ease, but kept a watchful eye on Swenson. The ugly Swede was moments away from jerking his pistol.
That hog leg loaded.
Adios, Morgan. You no account, son of a bitch.
Sure, it's loaded.
Good.
Bog Swenson's shoulder dropped, and his hand reached for the gun at his hip. Morgan used his left hand to snatch the heavy dragoon from the quaking boy's holster beside him. Bog's eyes got bigger than his swollen nose when he saw what Morgan had done. A deafening boom drove the crowd back as Morgan pulled the trigger. Bog Swenson looked down at the gun he'd never had the chance to fire, then at the growing stain of blood low across his belly. The boy beside Frank swayed on his feet like he might pass out. A murmur ran through the mass of people when they began to realize what had just occurred. Bog dropped his pistol and fell to his knees. He stared at the smoking horse pistol in Morgan's left hand.
Thought I had it figured.
Frank had worried about the big 44 ball passing all the way through the grumpy outlaw, and aimed low, hoping the big bones in his hip would slow it down. No one behind the Swede fell over, so it must have worked. When he was certain Swenson was no longer a threat, Morgan turned and handed the rattling walker back to the wide-eyed boy he'd borrowed it from.
Much obliged for the loan of the pistol, son. I'd reload it quickly if I were you. I'm about to do the same with my own.
No, sir. I don't reckon I'll load it. I believe I'll just take it home and put it back in my pa's closet where I found it.
That's a good plan, son. But I have to say, I'm mighty glad you were around when you were.
Morgan fished a $20 gold piece out of his pocket and gave it to the boy.
I reckon my life is worth almost that much.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.